Hello friends, welcome to a special edition of The Wind is the Original Radio Podcast. This is Melissa, I'm the curator of Earth FM. I am also a field recordist and a sound designer as well. A few weeks ago, Rob Rosendahl invited Earth FM to participate as a guest in his show, How Sound. And we had for, I think, over 2 hours, a very nice and deep conversation about field recording, listening, and how that could potentially be an embodied experience in my own personal practice. With the kind permission from TRX and Transom, we are republishing this episode for the podcast of Earth FM. There are links in the description to access anything mentioned and the original episode, of course. By the way, in the background, you're hearing this incredible spring song from where I live. And this is usually how I wake up around spring and summer. That's my biological alarm. And that's it. We're going to transition now to Sweden. I hope you have a good time listening to this special edition of The Wind is the Original Radio Podcast.
I'm wondering if we can start with a visualization. And I'm thinking about your recording Swedish forest textures. Would you picture yourself there, please?
I remember this very well. This was around the spring in Sweden, close to Gothenburg. So there is still a bunch of snow, but especially towards the forest. I am sitting in front of a lake that is still defrosting, and I am sitting on the dock. It's a sunny day. Actually, I took my jacket off because suddenly there is this very embracing warmth. And you can also hear the wind almost like whispering a little bit against the lake, against the frozen parts. Behind me, it's all forest. So you also hear a lot coming from there. A very comforting morning, you know, that this relief that comes after months and months and months of snow and cold and gray, and all of a sudden you finally have a yellow light and you have this privilege of being able to get your jacket off. It's very soothing, very calming.
What do you like about that recording that you made there?
I think with this recording, I started to have a notion of space, acoustic space, that taught me a lot about difference in perception between what you are able to see with your eyes and hear with your ears, and then it becomes a bit of a different embodied experiment.
I don't know what you mean.
The forest behind me felt quite dense. There are a lot of slopes and a lot of rocks, so there's a lot of different texture. And this allowed for the sound to spread in a different way. And this is why the acoustics are sometimes so beautiful.
I'm not sure how to sneak in here. It feels like I'm trespassing on the sound. But this is How Sound from PRX and Transom. And I want to introduce you to Melissa Ponce. Melissa is a field recordist from Portugal. We've been listening to excerpts from a series of pieces she recorded in Sweden, A Lake Like a Mirror, Parts 1 through 3. This is also from Sweden, Screeching Dawn. This is a little nerdy, but here's the gear she uses. She records in stereo with two high-end Sennheiser cardioid condenser microphones, the MKH-8040, in case you're taking notes. She records to a Sound Devices 702. She also carries a wind jammer to keep the wind off the mics, a tripod, and lots of extra batteries, about 9 pounds of gear in all. Oh, and she also brings along silica bags for humid conditions, like this recording from Brazil. Solitude in the Forest. I'm going to sneak back in here again. Melissa majored in music production and technology. She says the training focused mostly on the technical aspects of recording.
Primarily, you learn how to use equipment. You don't learn how to use your ears and your body.
But she had one teacher that helped open her ears. One night, she was returning from a class trip to a village in Portugal where all the students and teachers were staying, and she was in a car with this teacher.
When he parks, he jumps out of the van and he opens the back door and he says, where is all the equipment? Yeah, it's in the back, but why? And he says, can you not hear? And there's this beautiful cricket song outside. And I thought in my head, oh. And I think this was maybe the big window for me to turn my senses up. Still on this trip, maybe on one of the last days, I let myself sit in a grassy field with dozens of cows in front of me. They were pasturing with their dog and the shepherd and have the bells. And I thought it was a very beautiful sound. I still think it's one of the most beautiful sounds ever.
In all her time in the field, she's had very few mishaps. Once, she lost a mic in the snow in Sweden. Couldn't find it. She thinks it still might be there. Three times, the wind blew over her tripod, so she bolsters it now with rocks. There was the time a horse came and bit her mic. The mic moved and ended up facing toward the ground. Well, that movement startled the horse. They went away, but eventually returned and nudged the mic back into its original position. The one time things got hairy was with wild boars. She was walking in the woods, scouting for a location to record. She heard the boars making their way through the woods. They can be noisy.
In my mind, I just thought, oh, I think this is boars. Cool.
She leaned against a tree, taking notes. It's something she likes to do before she records, jotting down descriptions of a place and her thoughts. Even though the tree had marks on it from boars, there she stood. Then she heard a boar getting very close, very fast, behind her.
And when I turned, we were both so scared.
The boar left, Melissa left, freaked, heart beating. The incident really shook her, so much so, her fear got in the way of recording on another day.
I was such in an alert state that sometimes I was hearing my own clothes and getting very startled by them. Because I didn't realize at first, and what is this sound? And I remember times even my own breathing was scaring me, but I didn't understand that it was my breathing. I was so alert, I was completely out of my body. It was crazy.
Being completely out of her body is the exact opposite feeling she's looking for. Melissa told me she knows she's in the right spot to record and in the right frame of mind for recording when her ego, herself, has been minimized.
I want to be myself in a way that I'm almost like just another animal or another bush or something like that in the field. For me, this is like a ground zero, you know, it's where I have no fear and just be a body experiencing.
Those snorting noises in this recording might sound a little bit like boars. They're not. These are ravens. Melissa is a curator at Earth FM. It's a website featuring soundscapes from around the world. It's also a fundraising platform for NGOs working on environmental restoration. As a curator, Melissa solicits recordings, reviews submissions, and selects field recordings to feature on Earth FM, like this one, recorded by Vince Chanter in Wales. What do you like about this recording?
It's very curious. I heard a lot of sounds from this animal that I didn't know before. I think the acoustics are mesmerizing. Maybe because it's not focused on having like a lush soundscape in a way that is like a lot.
Here's another recording from Earth FM, Sound from Estonia by Andrus Canell. These are European pied flycatchers and cuckoos. Melissa told me this recording is pure beauty.
You are, I think, able to distinguish each thing. It's almost sounds a little bit organized in a way. And again, I think the acoustics are super well chosen and captured. And the fact that Andrew's recordings are very much on this style, it just also tells me something about his sensitivity, I think, as an artist.
While Melissa and I were chatting, I read aloud an excerpt from a book by David George Haskell. He's a biologist. The book is called Sounds Wild and Broken. Every place on the globe has an acoustic character made from the unique confluence of a multitude of voices. The diverse sounds of the world are now in crisis. Our species is both an apogee of sound creativity and the great destroyer of the world's acoustic riches. Habitat destruction and human noise are erasing sonic diversity worldwide. Never in the history of Earth have sounds been so rich and varied, and never has this diversity been so threatened. We live amid riches and despoilation.
It pains me. For me, it's actually painful. And you know, to that regard, I can maybe share something that was told to me when I was in Brazil. There was a biologist that was studying woolly spider monkey, and it was declining immensely at the time, very, very, very much. And he told me something. I will never forget this because it's really sad. That he has been hearing a female spider monkey looking for mate for days on end without a response back. Several times calling without a response.
Melissa's recordings can be found at her webpage, melissaponce.com. And Ponce is P-O-N-S, by the way. She also sells her recordings at her Bandcamp page. In some cases, a portion of what she makes is contributed to nonprofits. For instance, the Iberian Wolf Recovery Center in Portugal. She spent time volunteering there, learning about the wolves. She also talked to experts about the best places to record. She collected over 100 hours of recordings. Do you have to have a special set of ears to be a field recordist?
That's a very beautiful way to put the question. No, I think. It was very blunt, this no. I think that one needs to be able to let themselves be taught by the environment. As long as you are willing to strip yourself from preconceived ideas and be open to novelty and to let the environment teach you, I think this is something that potentially anyone could develop. For me, it took a lot of time. At first, I had no idea about this. I thought that it was enough for me to be there, have my gear, press rec. But I think to really be into it, you need to be connected to your bodily sensations and to be very humble.
That's field recordist Melissa Ponce. This is How Sound, the backstory to great audio storytelling. It's produced by PRX and Transom. Soon, very soon, like just around the corner soon, How Sound will have some news. Good news. Very good news. So hold on tight. All will be revealed. Genevieve Sponsler and Jay Allison poke holes in my scripts. I track in the studios of WCAI. That's the public radio station in Woods Hole, Massachusetts. I'm Rob Rosenthal. Thank you for listening. Have you now recorded in that place where the boars chased you out, so to speak?
No, not yet, but this is a good suggestion. Yeah. Yes.